Let's take a moment to pray again before we look to God's Word together. Gracious Father God, we thank You so much that You are always with us. And so we pray for one another, Lord. We ask that You would be at work in our lives. We ask that You would work in our leaders, Lord, our national leaders, as they're making decisions, our state leaders, our local leaders. Lord, they need Your direction and guidance in their lives so that they can make good decisions that are guided by You. God, would You do that work in them and in their advisors and in everyone that's talking with them? Whether they're seeking You or not, Lord, insert Your guidance and Your wisdom in their lives and in their decisions. I pray, Lord, that You'll be with our family in Christ. Those that are near us, other churches that are worshiping today on this Resurrection Sunday, would You bless them in amazing ways as the body of Christ rejoices at the life that we know in Jesus? Or whether it's their family in Christ that's far away, our international workers who are around the world, they're facing many challenges, Lord, and I ask that You would protect them both physically and spiritually, that You would encourage them and multiply their efforts as they reach people with the good news of Jesus. And Lord, for our Lakeview family, we ask that You would be at work in our lives as well. Lord, I think of Dave Reynolds and his family, and Tom and Reese and Howard, and these ones that are dealing with mourning and hurting and death. Lord, there are others who are dealing with depression as our routines are all messed up now. If we're not depressed, Lord, we certainly can be distressed over all the changes that are going on. Lord, would You bring us Your strength and Your peace? Would You continue to guide us, Lord, and give us opportunity to minister to one another and to those around us in ways that we never thought about before? Would You grow each of us in Christ as we remember what He said to us in Your Word? May Your Spirit clearly guide us as we follow You today, as we ask it all in the name of Jesus Christ, for His glory and honor. Amen. If you have your Bible with you there at home, you want to turn to Luke chapter 24. We're going to read there in just a little bit. But I was reminded in preparing for Easter Sunday this year that there have been some things in life that have surprised me. I've been surprised more than a few times when I'm out hunting and an animal will jump up in front of me. And I, don't even get a shot off when that happens. That's surprising. I've been surprised by people's reactions to things that I've said or done when I wasn't expecting a strong response from them. Sometimes it was positive and I was surprised, and sometimes it was not and it really shocked me. I've been surprised by my children, who love to hide around corners or underneath things and jump out when you're not expecting them and try to scare you. You've probably experienced similar things in your life as well. Surprises that happen in our days. There seems to be no end to the unexpected or the astonishing events and the things that we encounter. All of us have been surprised at how these last months have transpired, of what's going on. We didn't expect that. There are plenty of surprises also recorded in God's Word. And we want to consider just a few of them from Jesus' life. When Jesus was a child, you remember Joseph and Mary were surprised to find Him in the temple, engaging in conversation with the religious leaders and asking good questions and giving good answers. It says that even the teachers of the law were astounded at His understanding and His answers. The disciples were surprised when Jesus came to them walking on water in the midst of a storm on the Sea of Galilee. They were especially surprised when He spoke the word and the storm was calm. Those following Jesus were surprised astonished even when because of Jesus, a lame man would walk, or a deaf man would be able to hear, or a mute would begin to speak. Mary and Martha were surprised when their brother Lazarus walked out of the tomb after being dead for 4 days, simply because Jesus called to him, "Lazarus, come forth." And then came Easter. Many were surprised by the news that Jesus, whom they had actually seen with their own eyes, nailed to a cross and hanged there until he was dead. They were surprised when the news came that he was out of the tomb and walking around with people. As we celebrate Easter today, we have the advantage of looking back and knowing what was going to happen. So maybe Easter doesn't surprise us quite so much. We should still rejoice in the resurrection for sure and be excited about what his life means to us. But surprised? Yeah, maybe not as much. But I want you to try to imagine what it was like for Jesus' followers that first Easter morning. Try to put out of your mind the things that you know happened and listen to the story like you've never heard it before and are experiencing it for yourself for the first time. In Luke chapter 24, this is the account Luke wrote to the church. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the tomb bringing the spices they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. They went in, but did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men stood by them in dazzling clothes. So the women were terrified and bowed down to the ground. "Why are you looking for the living among the dead?" asked the men. "He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'It's necessary that the Son of Man will be betrayed into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and then rise on the third day?'" And then they remembered his words. Maybe it's because I have a tendency in my life to forget things that I've been told. But I really relate when I read that part about the angel telling the Marys and the other women to remember. So all these weird things that I'm seeing now that don't seem to make any sense to me at all, that are a little bit spooky and more than a little bit scary, just like PPD said. All of that, which surprises me here and now, could it be that I should know something more about it? That maybe I shouldn't be surprised? The two Marys and the other women were confronted with the unexpected and the supernatural when they showed up at the tomb. They fully expected to find a dead body. That's why they were bringing spices to anoint it for burial. Mark says that they fully expected an impossible stone covering the entrance to the tomb. Not once did it cross their minds that they would be talking to angels that morning. They were looking in a cemetery for someone who was alive. Now, I don't blame them. I'd be the same as well. And if you're really honest with yourself, you would be too. But God is gloriously gracious. Praise His name. So the angel didn't expect them to figure it out on their own. He told them straight up, "Listen, He's not here. He is risen." How many times in my life do I need someone to just tell me plainly what I am so obviously overlooking? Brendan and Alex could tell you story after story about that very easily. The same way the women were faced with something that they probably should have known, but they didn't. But in His grace, the women were told the truth and then encouraged to remember. And it was almost like you could just see the 100-watt bulb lighting up above their heads. They remembered the things that Jesus had told them, And what was going on was just as he had said. In Luke chapter 9, it says, Jesus told him, "It is necessary that the Son of Man suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes. He'll be killed and be raised on the third day." In Luke chapter 18, Jesus told them, "See, we're going up to Jerusalem. Everything that's written through the prophets about the Son of Man will be accomplished. For he'll be handed over to the Gentiles and he'll be mocked, insulted, spit on. And after they flog him, they'll kill him. And he will rise again on the third day." Jesus had told them in great detail, as you read these scriptures, what was going to happen in order to prepare them for the shock of the gruesome things that were going to take place. He wanted to remind them that his death wasn't the end of things. It was only a little over a week before Easter that Jesus not only told them, but showed them that he had power over death by calling Lazarus out of the grave. All of that came flooding back into their minds as they remembered what Jesus had told them. It shouldn't have been a surprise. But don't be too hard on the women at the tomb that first Easter morning. If you read on in the story, you realize the disciples didn't fare any better when they were told the exact same things. As I said earlier, how often do I forget? Not just what my family tells me. How often do I forget the things that Jesus tells me? How often do we get so caught up in the worries and the cares of this life that we forget how Jesus told us to live in hope all the time? "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because of His great mercy, He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven for you." That's what His Word tells us. How often do we forget, and the cares and worries of life snuff out or block off that living hope that is in us? How often are we so enamored with the physical world and all the stuff that's around us that we forget that this is not all that there is? We forget that physical death is not the end of all things. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me, even if he dies, will live. Everyone who lives like they believe in me will never die." He asked Mary and Martha, "Do you believe me?" How often do we forget to believe that Jesus is the resurrection and the life? We forget that He's coming back one day to take us home to be with Him in heaven. And we become groggy and stop watching and stop living like the children of light that He says that we are. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5, "But you, brothers and sisters, are not in the dark for this day to surprise you like a thief. For you are all children of light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not sleep like the rest, but let's stay awake and be self-controlled." Oh, how many times have we forgotten those words? And the challenge before us to watch and to wait for our Savior to come back for us and to live like the children of light He made us to be. Because like Jesus sent the women from the tomb on a mission to tell the others, you and I are to live well every day in a way that reflects that truth of Jesus in our lives. That people will see us and know, oh, Jesus is alive. One commentator I was reading put it this way. He said, God does not disclose the resurrection fact except to enlist people to a task. Our task is to live our lives like Jesus instructs us to, always watching for His return, living self-controlled, living like Him. Easter's not just about praise and celebration. Oh, we need to do that. Our recognition of the power and the love of God has to be included in our Easter celebrations. We need to sing along with Mike as we praise and honor God for the amazing thing that He did when He rose Jesus from the grave. We have every reason to get excited about Easter for that. But Easter's not just about praise and celebration. Easter is also about remembering. Remembering. Remember what Jesus said. Not just about rising from the dead, but also remember what He said about His second coming and how we're supposed to live between now and then while we wait. Be intentional about living the good news in your life every day. Live it in what you say so that people will hear you speaking the truth. Live the good news in what you do as you serve as He served, as you make a difference in people's lives while you watch and wait for Jesus to come back. Remember what Jesus has said this Easter. And don't be surprised at what He's going to do next. Let's pray. Gracious Father God, thank You for Your Word that reminds us of the truth. Forgive us for the many times we forget what You've told us. Forgive us for the times that we remember and we fail to obey. In Your mercy and grace, Lord, continue to point us to the way so that we know how to live as the children of light that You've made us to be. Keep us awake and self-controlled while we wait for Jesus' return. Use the things we say and do to shine Your light to our family, to our neighbors and friends, so that they will see the life Jesus has given us and the very same life that He offers to them. By Your Spirit, Lord, remind us of what Jesus has done, what He wants us to accomplish, what He wants to accomplish in us today and each day, and what He will do one day when He returns. Lord, because of that, lead us to praise Your name, O Lord, our God. Praise the name of Jesus forevermore. Amen.